Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Yes, this is the Real Estate Show. One of my New Year's resolutions was to learn more about commercial real estate. I think I'm in the right place. I'm Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, Jeff, it is 2024. Welcome to the Real Estate Show. I swear it's always good news here on the KSL Real Estate Show. Hopefully you're working on taking down all of your Christmas decor. You know, we get to talk about our residential, but also our commercial. But it is the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know where the snow is still, Jeff. What's going on with all that?
It's been replaced by the smog. And, you know, I've been hearing this week that the less snow we have in December, that means the less snow we might get for the rest of the year.
I can't believe it.
Could go either way, though.
Yeah, at least the ski resorts have snow, which is great. Great for the economy and specifically for commercial real estate, because all of those people need to buy groceries and they need to get their hair cut and they need to do all this stuff. Today, we are in for a real treat. We have Tanner Olson. He's a real estate agent that really specializes in the entire state of Utah with Legend Real Estate on the show with us. Tanner, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Tanner's been on the show before, and you're a pro. You're probably my favorite commercial real estate agent that we've had. Tanner, you specifically specialize in commercial real estate. Tell us what's going on in the country, but then also what's going on in Utah.
Commercial real estate market right now, you know, I think it really comes down to what segment of the industry you're in right now. So obviously, if anyone talks about the office right now with no one going to the office, everyone in their head has this idea that, you know, office is definitely on the downfall right now. And I think 2024 is going to be a really deciding year for office commercial real estate. Industrial is still super strong. A lot of growth in that segment. Retail, actually, I think in 2023 was the darling that no one saw in the commercial real estate industry. And then finally, I think most people would say that multifamily or land is probably that last segment there, and still doing fairly well. You look anywhere around Salt Lake City right now, there's an apartment complex going up. So as far as it seems like a strong market, but that's not necessarily my expertise. I feel like I'm mostly here to talk about the retail and land and a little bit of commercial all over Utah. So
absolutely. So what's going on in the country? I know Utah still is booming, but nationwide, what's that looking like?
So as I was saying before, you know, office is definitely going to be a telling year. There is a lot of companies that are talking about, you know, forcing their employees to come back to the office. I do think that's going to contribute to a little bit healthier vacancy in office right now. Retail, super strong. But only really in certain parts of the country where we've seen major growth. So the Phoenixes, the Austin, Texas, Idaho, Utah, a lot of those heavy growth markets, Florida, really seeing a lot of the people coming out of California, coming out of Midwest, coming to certain these parts of the country. And so as populations have grown in those areas, the need for retail in those areas has created a huge need. And so we're definitely seeing strong retail in certain parts of the country. And then industrial, it just seems like nationwide, still super strong and a steady asset class that people tend to like.
So if you are an investor of office, what do you do with your space right now, Tanner?
I think my bold prediction for the office market is you're going to see a lot of Class C office, so older stuff built in the 1970s, 60s, 80s even. You'll see that either get demolished and, you know, because it's just great land that it's sitting on, you'll see it get repurposed. There's already two or three projects in our downtown that are Class C office buildings that we're going to see get converted to multifamily or apartments. And then I think what's left over, the nicer product, we're going to see people that were in Class C now want to move their employees to Class B. People that are in Class B want to move their employees to Class A. So I think that's why we'll see Class A real estate fill up nicely over 2024.
I love that. Are most people remodeling what they currently have if you are an investor of commercial buildings?
Yes, definitely. Tenants are demanding a higher level of finishes in their office build-outs. So they're asking for a greater level of amenities, whether that means that there's a gym inside of the office or a shower inside of the office. They want great common area spaces. They want quiet spaces for their employees. So the demand not only for the finishes inside of the spaces, but also the amenities inside of the building.
Where are they finding contractors to do this work?
Well, as interest rates have risen, you are not seeing nearly as much new growth. So a lot of the stuff that's under construction now got started in 2021, 2022, 2023. But in 2023, we saw very few projects start construction. So there actually is now, more than there ever was in the 18 months prior, more availability from contractors. So if you, and this goes for all contractor type jobs. So if you were getting your bathroom remodeled, that quote that you got in 2023 might be a little bit better in 2024.
I think so too. And I think the airport finally being finished has opened up a lot of those subcontractors and those workers to now go into the commercial and the residential segments.
Yeah, we had a lot of major infrastructure projects going on in Utah all at one time. And so that did eat up a lot of bandwidth. And as much fun as it is that the airport got finished, we're just in the next innings of seeing the prison redevelopment finally starting to take shape. We're going to start seeing North Temple get redeveloped with the 100-acre Rocky Mountain project. That's going to hopefully have a beautiful MLB stadium on it one day. So it feels like Utah right now, just the second we finish one big major infrastructure project, the next one starts up.
Well, that holds at the airport, because while they got it open, they're now working on phases 3 and 4 still. So there's a lot of construction going on at the site now.
For sure. And if it's not the airport, it's I-15, right? As soon as those barricades come down, then they start doing more remodeling and expanding lanes.
Yeah, and I can only imagine, since we just secured the Olympics in 2034, that we're just going to see the pipeline start really filling up of larger projects.
I don't know if it means anything for commercial real estate at all, but this Davis Corridor, the new highway that they're building that's along the desert's edge through Davis County, it's opening up this Saturday. Suddenly, we have a new way to get around between Syracuse and Farmington. Not the longest road, 16 miles, but there's a buzz about development at the interchanges and like that. I have no idea what's to come. Maybe you would know better.
Yeah, most definitely. Go drive up and down Mountain View Corridor in Salt Lake County, especially near South Jordan, Harriman, up into West Jordan. All that development that you see dot up and down Mountain View Corridor, you're going to see the exact same types of projects popping up along West Davis Corridor up in Davis County.
Wow. And I don't know about you, but I love the new malls that are popping up. There's a new mall in the Riverton area, has an Abercrombie. It has so many great new stores, and they have all of the high density residential condominiums and whatnot that is also around that area. I think we're going to see more of that.
Yeah. Over the last, you think about the 90s and the 2000s, you saw a ton of large major malls get built. You saw all these magnificent big power retail centers like the Gateway, and you just really didn't see that over the last 5-10 years. And so I think we're actually underbuilt for retail in Utah for once in our lifetime, it feels like. And so we're going to see a lot more of these smaller, what we call power centers and strip centers, similar to what that Mountain View Village project is that you just mentioned down in Harriman on 134th South.
Do you feel like a lot of these developments are actually pre-leasing before they're even complete?
Yeah, funny enough, my partner Jill Mills and I in 2022 and 2023, we probably had at least a half a dozen projects where we leased up an entire building that was, say, 6,000 to 10,000 square feet before the developer even put a shovel in the dirt.
Wow. What about all the big grocery stores that seem to be going out, the Shopcos, those kind of big locations, the big strip malls, those big anchors are now sitting there vacant?
So once again, something that as quickly as these big boxes came on the market, call it a Kmart, a Shopko, you name it, big box retailer that went out of business, they have already been gobbled up and are already been repurposed. Whether they, one got turned into the headquarters of a furniture store, one just converted into a high-end Asian grocer. Every Bed Bath & Beyond that went bankrupt has already been re-tenanted with a new tenant. And so it feels like in Utah right now that as soon as a tenant goes out of business, there's three more in line to take its place.
What a great business you're in. You are, definitely in the foxhole. You do this 24/7. Tanner, you're one of those people that always answers their phones. You're always answering your emails very quickly. You know what's going on in this real estate market, and I love that about you. How do people find you?
Our website is legendllp.com, and you can find all of our agents at Legend Partners Commercial Real Estate. I am on Twitter as legends_CRE. My email is tolson@legendllp.com, and then my partner is Joseph Mills, Joseph Philip Mills. I call him JPM.
Excellent. Tanner Olson on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. We're talking about anything and everything commercial real estate related. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. It is 2024, and today we are starting off strong by talking about commercial real estate. A lot of times we talk about residential, how to prepare your home to sell your home, to be a buyer, what to look at in the marketplace. We have real estate agents, we have general contractors, we have Home Builders Association presidents and executive officers, not only on the state level, but also on the local levels. And today we get to have Tanner Olson from Legend Real Estate back on the Real Estate Show with us. He's a commercial real estate agent in Utah. Welcome back to the show, Tanner.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to be here.
If you are just joining us right now, you definitely want to get on KSL.com and podcast, or go look for the podcast of the very first segment. There is so many good things that we just talked about that you don't want to miss out on. All just great free advice to be in the know of what's going on in the Utah market. Tanner, let's talk a little bit about maybe some of your own investing, because it's one thing to represent buyers and sellers, but you're in the market.
Yeah, and I think having an agent who actually does investing or owns commercial real estate makes them a better agent. You start to think like a landlord or think like a tenant. And so definitely another tool in my toolbox. But as far as my own investments right now, I also own a part of a development company called Forza Development. And we would be what's called a GP or a general partner. And then we often take on LPs or limited partners. And so oftentimes if people want to get into investing in commercial real estate, becoming a LP or a limited partner in a development of a commercial real estate project is a great way to get involved. Kind of puts you in the passenger seat. You get to see things come out of the ground and get updates as they go along.
You are the guy I have to ask. What is the minimum amount of money that you need if you want to get involved in commercial real estate at any level? What's the base?
So it really depends on how close you are to whoever you're investing with. I mean, we'll take on people sometimes as low as $50,000 or $100,000, but ideally you're looking for limited partners that are closer to that $500,000 or $1 million range. That also becomes kind of a comfortable level where you could potentially buy commercial real estate assets by yourself. Whether that be a single tenant fast food building of some kind or a small strip center. So
not all commercial real estate is created equal. So at lower levels of investment, what should you be looking at? Multifamily dwellings?
Really depends on what you like for an asset type. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people get their start in multifamily. And when we say multifamily, that could be something as small as a fourplex or even a duplex. And while it's fun and all to get started with fourplexes and duplexes, Heather and I were joking about getting a call about changing a toilet at 2 a.m.
Well, that's the fear, right?
It's yeah. The worst, Jeff. I don't know. So back in the day, my husband and I, we actually owned 33 rental properties.
Woof.
It was a full-time job for my husband. Luckily, I wasn't as involved. I mean, of course, there are always things as a wife you support and do. And I was actually the real estate agent that helped do all of that and actually launched my interior design career. But there's always remodeling, right? There's the paint, the carpet, all of those things. Then we sold all of those. We went into the assisted living business, sold those five eventually. We had waiting lists. And right before COVID, it was at its peak before everyone else was also jumping into that business. So we sold those and went into commercial real estate, which is, you know, retail shopping centers and building those and leasing those. And it's so much easier, can I just tell you? If you are in the market to be a limited partner or to take down your own project, it's beautiful.
And my impression is, I don't know, correct me, they're popping up like weeds everywhere in Utah.
You're talking about these little like retail strip
malls,
centers,
yeah,
and stuff. Yeah. And I think, you know, back in, let's say, 2015, we thought that Amazon was going to kill off pretty much every retailer. And I think today we finally have seen the dust settle where everyone that's remaining in these strip centers, in your neighborhood grocery store, They're the survivors, and it's unlikely now that Amazon is going to come for many more of these tenants. So they're what we call Amazon-proof tenants, and the demand for these types of spaces has never been higher, whether it's, you know, your eye doctor or your primary care physician or where you get your dog's teeth cleaned. All of these random services are now just right in front of your Lee's Market or your Harmon's or your Smith's grocery store, which is great.
And everyone wants to get their nails done, right? And you want to get a massage. These are the things that you can't buy on Amazon, which I think will always be strong. It's really interesting because of the retail shopping centers that we own. We have waiting lists, and people say, if you ever have a tenant that defaults, please call us first. We want to be in that shopping center, which is so amazing and incredible.
Tanner, since retail got hollowed out by Amazon some years ago, are the rental rates now holding up from what they were before Amazon?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing the highest retail rates that we have in the history of retail. And then there's a huge discrepancy between existing retail, or what we call like second generation retail that's maybe been around for 5 to 10 years, and then this newer stuff that's getting built today. And so because of interest rates being so high, and then also the cost of construction being so high, it costs more money to simply rent those spaces for it to be pencil for a development to happen and actually get a building built. So because the new construction stuff is so expensive, that also, you know, high tides float all boats, that is creating the second generation older product also becoming more expensive.
No doubt. And, you know, Tanner, let's talk just about food places. I swear there are more food places out there than has ever been before. The drive-thrus, the convenience. I don't know about you, but I eat out more than I ever have. You know, having 4 kids, of course I was making spaghetti and tacos and all those things every night. But now it's just easier and quicker. And oftentimes it's even more economical to just pick up something on your way home from work.
No, I definitely agree. And I think some of that is millennial trends are definitely, we like to eat out. We like the experience of eating out with our friends. It's a social environment. And so that's definitely increased the amount that people are going out to eat. I mean, I think COVID also kind of put us into this mindset where we wanted to go through a quick drive-through. We didn't want to spend a lot of time out and about, you know, in those first early stages of COVID, and people just wanted to grab something quick and get home. And so drive-through retail became definitely a highly in-demand need for restaurants.
Absolutely. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Tanner Olson. He's one of the best commercial real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more great information.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Have I got a deal for you? We're talking about commercial real estate this morning. Hi, I'm Jeff Kaplan. This is The Real Estate Show. I'm here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. So after you buy your deal, then you can call my team at Osmond Designs, and we're going to help you make it look pretty. That's what we have going on. Christmas is over. We're taking down the Christmas trees. We're cleaning up all the glitter, all the festivities. But now it's time to get serious about what are you going to do with your money through 2024. We have Tanner Olson with Legend Real Estate on The Real Estate Show with us. Tanner, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is our third segment of 4. If you are just joining us, you do not want to miss our previous 2 segments. So definitely get on KSL.com, listen to Tanner. He has the best information. You are in the know. You know what's going on here in Utah, also in the country. But Tanner, let's talk a little bit about what's going on downtown Salt Lake.
Yeah, I love downtown. So I lived downtown for about 3 to 5 years, and which is a long span of time. But I really can't remember because COVID was like those blur of several years where no one really knows what time was, right? And downtown is just an exciting time just to see all the growth happening. So very excited about it.
So there's a lot of new development. I see multifamily popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and Salt Lake City has had a very healthy downtown recovery compared to most cities across the country. You know, you look at the Denver, Colorado, Seattle. I mean, dare we talk about San Francisco or Portland right now, and people kind of, you know, ears get all perked up about it. But Salt Lake City's downtown is super healthy. We've seen, they did a study where they took cell phone activity and compared it in downtown Salt Lake City from pre-2019 COVID to today. and cell phone activity was over 130% of what it was before COVID. And then to compare that to like a San Francisco where it's 25% of where it was at pre-COVID. So fascinating study. But a lot of the growth in our market downtown has been multifamily. So it's we're actually moving residents into the core of our downtown, which is just creating a lot livelier of an environment. And a lot of these projects that are multifamily have a retail underneath. And so it's creating a lot of exciting opportunities for new businesses to move into downtown. When previously, maybe over the last 10 to 15 years, there really wasn't a lot of new retail getting built in the downtown.
For sure. Okay, how is the LDS Temple renovation affecting our downtown currently?
You know, I am really excited to seeing it wrap up. I think it'll be a great thing for the downtown just to reinvite and reinvigorate those few blocks of our downtown core. And it's been, you know, obviously a very long process. So I think that's definitely just going to be one of many projects finishing up that are going to help, you know, reignite downtown. We recently just saw the West Quarter project open up its phase one, which is, includes the Charles Apartments right across from the Delta Center. And then right next to that is a double branded hotel. Most famously is the Le Meridian with a rooftop bar on top of it. They have a restaurant underneath called the Adelaide. And then recently just right across the alley from that underneath the Charles, a great new restaurant called STK. Steak just opened. You'll see Steak or sorry, STK in Vegas and Denver and New York, a lot of sexy places.
So I've been to the one in New York.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay. I haven't been to any of those, but I'm taking notes here and I will definitely be checking those out. There's always, you know, a buzz and an excitement around a new restaurant or a new hotel for sure.
Yeah. And then we recently also just saw almost in the same week, Soul Agave open up in the 650 South Main, the Petronelli building, I think is what it's called there. Beautiful 10-story office tower there on about 6th and Main. So two, you know, high rises in the downtown with great new restaurants on the bottom of them. So definitely check those out.
How is the hotel sector right now in Salt Lake City, the hospitality?
It seems really healthy. You know, I don't have hard stats on it right now. We did see not only the double branded hotels at the West Quarter open up, we saw the brand new Hyatt open up. And there's definitely rumblings of a couple other hotels looking to enter our downtown market. And I think that's because we're starting to see a higher tier, a higher flag of hotel, you know, better quality, better amenities that people want to see in our urban core.
I love that.
You know, there was a zoning issue last week in Salt Lake City. I don't know if you were following this. There's apparently, correct me, a new rule downtown that buildings in certain areas have to be 100 feet tall or taller. A building came in at 85 feet and they decided to cancel the project because they couldn't get a permit.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be fighting that. And some of that is just due to economic reasons. I mean, at a certain point, at a certain height, you have to start using more concrete, you have to start using more steel, and that becomes cost preventative to actually getting a project built and it being, you know, actually making money. So that's a little bit of the reasoning behind why that developer wanted to keep that project a little bit shorter. When you look at a couple of the towers that are under construction right now, you have Wellington Tower that's on about 2nd and 2nd, I believe. Also, we'll have Astra Tower on 2nd and State. And then on 2nd and 2nd, you'll also have Wellington Tower. So those are both, you know, tall 30-story plus high rises. Those are all steel and concrete. So they're much more expensive to build.
So it's interesting that you can go basically 8 stories without using that much concrete or steel. But once you get to 10 stories, it's a different matter entirely?
Correct. That's exactly it.
Okay. So how are trade shows affecting the development in downtown Salt Lake City? Are we starting to get some of those back?
Yeah, and I think they're going to continue to come in as that new Hyatt sits at the bottom of the convention center. That was obviously a big deal that we needed to have a convention center that literally was connected to a large hotel. In addition to that little intersection there at about 2nd and West Temple, you'll see a couple new restaurants that have opened up. And then the gym at City Creek actually moved to the tower right across the street as well. So I think as we've brought in some greater amenities right next to the convention center, it's going to make it a lot better option for people looking to place a convention center in a major city.
I love that. Okay, so Tanner, if you have $500,000, if you're a listener on the show today, how would you recommend you spend that to get into commercial real estate?
So I think there's two ways you could go about it. I mean, one obviously is being an LP in a project. That's obviously not going to give you as much control in where your money's going to sit, but that's why it's key to look at who you're investing with and what sort of development timeline they have to see, you know, possibly when they're going to exit, or should I say sell their project, so that you know, what is my timeline to getting my money look like? The other way to go about that, it's going to give you a lot more control, but obviously going to come with a little bit more headache, is to go sort of that duplex, quadplex type route where you're going to have full control. You're going to own a little bit of a smaller project, but a lot of people start that way where maybe you acquire a couple quadplexes or duplexes, and then you sell them and you buy a little bit of a bigger apartment building. Maybe it has 8 to 16 units, and you're kind of stair-stepping your way up to larger projects.
When you're getting your start, everybody fears what we mentioned earlier. I need a light bulb changed, and there's your tenant, and it's Christmas Eve, and you got to go out and change a light bulb. People fear this. Can you hire a management company and still make a profit, get the return on equity over time, or is that something that just doesn't work when you're talking about a quadplex?
Yeah, it's tough. That's a great question too. So when you're buying those first few units, 2, 3, 4, I would say even as high as like 8, 9, 10, it's really tough to get a property manager to control your properties or run them for you and still make a profit. But once you get above a certain threshold of number of units, you really start getting that economies of scale where the property manager maybe is taking, say, 5 to 10%, but when you have enough units, that's going to look a lot better for you just on a return.
For sure. Okay. So Tanner, what do you personally invest in?
So, I mean, Heather, just like you, got my start in doing some single family rentals and have quickly learned that, you know, I too am now trying to unload some of that and put some more of my money into a little bit bigger projects. And once again, just like I said before, I'm going to be in less of a driver's seat on some of these projects. So I am an LP in plenty of projects, also owning a part of our development company. I get to be in, you know, sort of the passenger seat to seeing things progress and get built. So I'm putting a lot of my money into, you know, smaller retail strip mall projects. I'm a very, very, very small partner in some hospitality type projects, smaller flagged hotels. So those are the things I'm going to be focusing on. Small bay industrial. I probably won't be investing in office anytime in the near future, but I do think that there are people that are investing in office today that will look like geniuses in 10 years simply because there are just certain submarkets of office that definitely have a high demand that are going to fill right back up and be as healthy as they were, say, 5, 10 years ago.
I think so, too. And it's a great time if you have money. It's like putting it into a savings account. Put it into real estate and you will gain equity over time if you just hold it and wait for the market to rebound. Jeff, you mentioned earlier about single family homes or even duplexes or fourplexes. Right. Oftentimes, it's not the monthly income that you need to worry about. You may just break even by the time you pay for your mortgage, but the equity is where you actually make more of your money. 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. And I definitely can tell you that we've made more money in our real estate investments than I've ever made in selling furniture. Furniture and interior design is a passion for me. Super fun, but definitely owning and controlling that real estate is where we've made most of our income. And Tanner, I will say my daughter actually rents or leases a property that you control there in the Sugar House area. It's called Dry Bar. It's a hair salon you have access to, and you represent some of the greatest real estate developers in the state of Utah with just this prime real estate that everyone wants to be in.
Yeah, and I think the Sugar House area, I mean, obviously it's been through its ups and downs as it feels like it's been under construction right now for years, but we're finally starting to see the dust settle on that too. And I think as more high rises and more mid-rise apartments come to Sugar House, we're going to really start to see that become the healthy trade area that we know it all was and love and adore. So I'm excited for it.
I think so too. And a lot of this stuff is not even coming on the market. I know that because we knew you, we were able to get one of those locations. It used to be a previous Jamba Juice, and then we turned it into a hair salon. So a lot of times it's just hiring the right people. How do people find you, Tanner?
My email is T Olson, and I'll make sure it gets posted on the website, tolson@legendllp.com, or just our website, legendllp.com. And then Twitter, CRE_legends, where I give all my hot takes on Twitter real estate.
Excellent. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we're talking about commercial real estate in the Utah market. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're back, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osman from Osman Designs is here. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. It is great to be at the start of 2024. You know, the whole world's in front of you, and it's a great time to make goals for the new year. One of my goals is to invest more in real estate. We own a lot of shopping centers. I own, you know, retail storefronts in for my furniture and interior design stores. I own my personal home. I own lots. I plan to develop additional property there in the Traverse Mountain area for an additional store for Osman Designs in Lehigh, which we're really excited about. So I have big plans for 2024. Part of making all of those goals and dreams come true is going to see Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. We definitely want to give them a shout out today. Not only do they do residential loans, they also do commercial loans. And they have actually helped me, not only personally, but in my business life, make my business what it is today. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of Utah and specifically of the show. They've been in business for 130 years. So definitely check out Central Bank. So proud to have them part of our show. Today we have Tanner Olson with Legend Real Estate on the show with us. Tanner, let's talk about, you know, hiring the right people so that you can be a successful real estate investor.
You know, Heather and I were just talking about before we broke away there that the importance of hiring the right commercial real estate agent is huge. We found her daughter's store off market before it even hit the market. And so that was crucial to getting her a great location in Sugar House there. And I think it's really key to hire the right agent because when we saw the housing market dip a little bit in 2022, maybe not necessarily the pricing, but the number of homes being sold, you just had a lot of real estate agents who specialized in residential real estate now trying to pivot and focus on doing commercial real estate deals just because commercial leasing was still, you know, pretty active. And so a lot of these residential agents took on commercial clients, not necessarily knowing how to give them the proper guidance and helping them through a deal. And so I would have a residential agent calling me representing a tenant, but they didn't really know how to give their client advice. And so I think if you're a residential real estate agent and you want to represent a tenant, you should try to work with someone who specializes and understands commercial real estate and or just refer the business to someone who does commercial real estate in their daily lives. So I think it's really important to just make sure that when you're going to be hiring an agent, make sure that this is something that they do every single day and understand to a high level.
What advice would you give to a seller of a retail or a commercial real estate property?
Right now, I think we're sitting in a pretty good spot in terms of I don't want to be an agent that just says, you know, every time is a good time to sell. So I think 2024, as we see interest rates go down, I think we will start to see better forecasts for sellers. And I think the right now, just the important thing is to be patient because there is so much demand to be in Utah. There's high demand for growth that, you know, put your property out there on the market. You maybe can't have the expectations that you had in 2022, but if you're patient, you wait for the right buyer and you have the right marketing team, I think you can definitely achieve that price that you're looking for.
What suggestions do you have for a real estate buyer that's interested in investing in commercial real estate?
You know, I'll steal this from the residential community. They always say, you know, marry the house and date the mortgage, right? So yeah. You're really hoping right now that you know, you can get a refinance later on, maybe in a year or two with a lower interest rate. And I do think that now, similar in commercial real estate, finding that right location, finding that right house or that right piece of real estate that you're looking for, you know, securing that now, you have a little bit less competition than maybe you had in 2022 or could have in the upcoming, you know, hot season of 2024 for selling.
Yeah, I think so too. So I think a lot of the success that you can have in the commercial real estate market is looking at the tenants that are next to you and making sure that they are a good fit for you. I think just being the only hairstylist in the area is so important, or the only hamburger place or whatever that may be that's specific to your category.
So if you want to get into investing in commercial real estate, Tanner, should I just watch some YouTube videos or should I call you?
Give me a call. Let's grab a coffee together. Let's grab a sandwich together, whatever you're looking for. And I think just sitting down with a couple of experts is going to be the best way for you to move forward.
Are you going to pay?
Oh, yeah. Treats on me.
Awesome.
Jeff Kaplan, Tanner Olson with Legend Real Estate on the show with us today. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Once you buy your property, we'll help you make it look great here at Osmond's. Thanks so much for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show today. We'll be back next week.